It's the last day of June.
I can't believe it.
Tomorrow is Saturday, July 1st. It's the day for the 5th annual walleye tournament, Hooks for Hunger, to benefit the Avon Lake Community Resource Services. And to talk about that, all the folks that are involved to put this together, we have from the Avon Lake Parks and Recreation Department, Nicole Haas, and also Joe Wright, who's a Public Works Director. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Ed Moran. I'm filling in for Joe.
Sorry, okay.
He's not here this morning.
All right. Well, he's probably getting ready for the big tournament that's taking place
tomorrow.
6 a.m., everybody pretty much starts. Talk a little bit about this event. It's you get a lot of folks who love to fish, but it also is for a good cause.
Yes, it is. It's CRS is a reputable organization. They do a lot of good things for people.
So this is our 5th annual Hooks for Hunger tournament, and basically we get a bunch of fishermen together out on the lake starting at 6 a.m. They fish between the Huron River and the Cuyahoga River, and they're fishing for bragging rights, basically, for the biggest walleye in the area. So all of this does go to benefit Community Resource Services, which is an organization that benefits Avon and Avon Lake residents that have fallen on hard times.
How many people can be on a given team?
You can have as many as you want, as many you can fit on your boat, but you can only use 6 rods in the water.
And over the course of the morning, maybe early afternoon, how many fish might a typical team take in? Is it the number of fish you need or the weight?
It's the combined weight of 5 fish.
So the biggest 5 fish, any idea how much that could turn out to be?
The biggest would be between 50 and 60 pounds, 10-pound average per fish.
Talk a little bit about the what goes on for the, is it just a matter after 6 o'clock, the boats are in the water, they're out, and then you just kind of hang out for most of the time and wait for them to return?
So actually during that time, we have a couple other things going on. From 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we have our youth fishing derby, which is a portion of the Hooks for Hunger. We'll have 40 kids that have already pre-registered to fish, and they'll go out on the pier right there, fish for the biggest fish, the smallest fish, and the most fish caught. We also have some family activities, lunch provided by Parkers and Puro Queen Avon Lake, and it's a fun little competition that all the kids kind of get a chance to see what it's like to fish out there. And then we do their everything for them wraps up around 2, right when all of the walleye fishermen are coming in off the lake. So they get to see all of them coming in to the pier and getting weighed in.
I stopped by the event last year. You had a large board there of your many sponsors. It takes a lot of people to support this effort. Can you talk a little bit about the kind of corporate and community support you have?
Yeah, we have some really amazing community support. We have about 100 organizations in the area that have donated to this tournament. We have both monetary donations that go directly to CRS, and this year we're hoping and looking like we're going to break $20,000 that we'll be donating to them. And then we also have a bunch of goods that are donated by local businesses as well. And those go to raffle items to give to anyone who enters for the tournament. So we have some really great organizations. Cisco Foods provides all the food for a buffet lunch. Jake's on the Lake does a great job participating in that. Novotny Catering. We have so many, I mean, I could list them off for the next probably 20 minutes. Ford Motor Company gave us $6,000 this year. They're our major sponsor.
And what happens with all of the fish that are caught?
They're kept by the fishermen. The individuals take them home with them.
Craig, they eat them, or unless they have a big fish tank at home, I suppose.
They eat them, correct.
So what about the, how has the fish been, what's been it like this season so far, if you even have an idea about that out there over Avon Lake?
It's been good this year. The walleye fishing's been good. The lake's healthy. There's a lot of what they call spike fish, small baby 14-inch, 10-inch fish. You got to keep them, you can only keep them above 15 inches, but since the spring, everybody's been doing very well.
So once they put the boats in the water, they can go pretty much anywhere their boat takes them and find their favorite spot or just look for, you know, where they think the fish are biting? Is that pretty much what happens?
Yeah, they have to stay within the limits of the Cuyahoga River and the Huron River and Canadian waters. So that's a pretty big area.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that is a pretty big area. But you got to go where the fish are. And, of course, it's all to benefit the Avon Lake Community Resource Services. Tell us a little bit about the need that they have that this helps with.
So I believe I'm correct, and this is their second largest single day donation event. And so we're able to give them a good portion of some things that they need in order to serve the residents and, like I said, help those who've fallen on hard times.
That's good. Of course, again, it's coming up, the 5th Annual Walleye Tournament. Do you have a 50-team limit? Still room for some more to participate?
There's room for three more boats. We're basically sold out.
Wow.
And the children's portion on the pier, that is sold out.
We do still have some activities on the pier that they could come up. And if we have, you know, some no-shows, we're happy to get as many kids out on that pier as we can. Unfortunately, it is a pier, so we do have a maximum limit of size. But, yeah, like I said, we have three more boats available, and we're hoping to sell that out today.
Sounds good. If people want to be one of those final three, how do they go about registering?
They can either go to Erie Outfitters in Sheffield Lake, or they can stop at the Public Works Department at 750 Avon Belden.
Sounds great. Nicole Haas and Ed Moran, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.